This is a Sichuan News Update. Following the story of a long-lost record being found, former Nanaimo-based band The Glass Cage was reunited for the first time in over 50 years. Downtown Nanaimo's The Vault Cafe was standing room only on Sunday, February 22nd, as The Glass Cage celebrated the release of their long-lost record, Where Did the Sunshine Go? CHY earlier reported on the story behind the record when veteran music promoter Marcus Pollard found an unknown acetate record in a portal-burning collectible store. To his surprise, the record still played, and the music on it was really good. After his discovery, Pollard spent several years researching the unknown psych rock group, The Glass Cage. Eventually, through his work, he connected with the then-teenagers who recorded the unreleased album in the summer of 1968. The record featured Nanaimo's Norm Roth, Wayne Horbord, Clayton Millen, and the late Terry Morrison and the late Doug Hastings. Pollard knew that he and his friend Jason Flower, a musician and archivist out of Victoria, needed to give this album its time in the spotlight. Now, almost 60 years later, the band is getting some rock star treatment as people come out to celebrate the band in the history of the past music scene that once rocked Nanaimo. To celebrate the album release, the band hosted three album release parties in Vancouver, Victoria, and Nanaimo. CHY attended the event in Nanaimo. The event featured talks from Pollard, Flower, and a Q&A with the original band members. Where Did the Sunshine Go? Was also played in its entirety. As the final record release party came to an end, Pollard said he is happy to have celebrated the band in the city they formed in.
I didn't cry, so that's good. But, I mean, it's totally full circle. This is where it was born. This was where I feel that Jason and Supreme Echo and I, we did right by the band, we did right by the city, and yeah, I'm a very happy guy.
Flower said the event at the Vault Cafe was a perfect conclusion to bringing this record and band back to life.
We're here in Nanaimo. You know, the city had a population of 15,000 people at the time. I just can't believe this sound even came from here during then. But, having learned what bands were coming through, it does all make sense. I think most of all, honoring these musicians and also seeing their families here and knowing that there was no animosity amongst any of the members, given that they were teenagers when they broke up and everything. There's so much love, and the guys are so cool. I mean, I think we're equally just grateful, on all sides to have been able to do this together.
Flower, who created the archival record label Supreme Echo in Victoria, whose team worked on reissuing this record, says this project was special because of the original recording being found on an acetate, not vinyl, record.
I think what's so special is the source, to begin with, being an acetate. For world record collectors, this is the greatest find. I mean, there are unreleased albums and you find tapes and you hope they're not too deteriorated and you transfer them. But to find a one-of-a-kind acetate disc, okay, actually we found two in the end. From Little Nanaimo, on Vancouver Island, we have an album that is now redefining the history of Pacific Northwest psychedelia and garage rock. It's really going to mark its place, and I already see this in the international critical acclaim.
Having worked on many records over the years, Flower says he has never seen such an extraordinary response from people around the world for an archival album by an unknown band.
You have to imagine, this was all based on basically controlling the material not coming out and leaking one song. I usually would publish two teasers on a digital pre-order, but the opening track is such a banger. It was enough to just tantalize the people with.
Even before the whole album was digitally released on February 24th, he says the first pressing of the vinyl was already sold out. Flowers says he hopes this project shows people the importance of saving and documenting music.
I hope that anybody out there listening that has a brother or an uncle or a grandfather that has an acetate, this one-of-a-kind recorded record that has nothing written on it. We know of one in Duncan, if I could just get it out of the guy's hands, We'd love to preserve it for the broader public, so we can continue to document the history of underground on the island, because this album, The Glass Cage, is a soundtrack to your city.
Community members, friends, and family gathered to celebrate the band and reminisce on life 60 years ago. Christine Robertson was there to remember her late husband, Doug Hastings, the original drummer for The Glass Cage, who can be heard playing on the album. She says Doug would talk about his time with the glass cage a bit during their marriage of 15 years.
And I actually have known his family for 60 years because we moved to Nanaimo in 1965 and started at the church that his parents were very involved with. So, yeah, I've known the Hastings for forever.
She says it's great to see that everyone's so enthusiastic and interested in the band.
I absolutely thrilled that they managed to figure it all out and get it together. Yeah, I am thrilled.
She says Doug never forgot his time with the band and his love for music.
He loved his music. Sitting on the couch, you know, and he didn't have his drum kit when we were together. He'd sitting on the couch, tapping the arm of the couch to the music in his head. And the vibrations drove me nuts on occasion.
For C2N News, this is Glenn McKenzie.
This report is made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.